Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. Capitol Police officers are paying their respects tonight to a colleague who was fatally injured when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol last month. Officer Brian Sicknick's remains are now lying in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
Officer Sicknick's ashes, along with a framed American flag, were carried up the Capitol steps by two of his fellow Capitol Police officers. Dozens of officers stood at attention when Sicknick's cremated remains arrived. They were lined up at the base of the steps. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer were there for the ceremony. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived shortly after it began to pay their respects. Members of Congress are to pay tribute to Sicknick before his ashes are interred at Arlington National Cemetery. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Both sides have now filed legal briefs in the upcoming trial of Donald Trump. House Democrats say that Trump should be convicted of inciting an insurrection and barred from ever holding office again. Defense attorneys deny claims that the former president incited a riot and says that the case against Trump is unconstitutional. President Biden has signed three more executive actions to overturn some of Trump's most hardline immigration policies. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that the actions include launching a task force to reunite children and parents who were separated after crossing the border.
Speaking from the Oval Office, President Biden said he hopes the steps he's taking will remove the stain of separating children from their parents. He also defended other executive measures he's taken.
I want to make it clear, there's a lot of talk with good reason about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy.
A second order involves replacing the nation's system to process asylum cases. A third calls for a review of the legal immigration system, including the public charge rule that made it harder for immigrants to get permanent residence or green cards if they were likely to require public benefits. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The White House coronavirus coordinator says getting a COVID-19 vaccine should become easier rather quickly. Jeff Zients says the government will ship out about 1 million vaccine doses to 6,500 pharmacies around the country starting on Monday.
This pharmacy program will expand access in neighborhoods across the country so you can make an appointment and get your shot conveniently and quickly.
Zients is urging Americans to ensure that they meet their state's eligibility requirements for vaccinations and then check to see whether their local pharmacies have supplies on hand. The Biden administration is ramping up COVID-19 vaccine supplies as more serious variants of the disease show up in several states. This is NPR News. Amazon says that Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO next fall. Bezos will be replaced by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud business. Bezos will then become the company's executive chairman. He's held the CEO position since he founded the online retail giant nearly 30 years ago. Amazon is an NPR financial contributor. Google says it's recovered from its pandemic lows. NPR Shannon Bond reports that a surge in online holiday shopping boosted the tech giant's advertising business at the end of last year.
The pandemic hit sectors like travel and hotels hard, and that meant they cut back on buying ads from Google. But Google says global advertising is bouncing back. It saw strong demand for ads in Google Search and YouTube in the last 3 months of 2020. That propelled sales to a record $57 billion. And profits jumped 43% to a record $15.7 billion. The company also revealed for the first time a fuller picture of its cloud division, which competes with Amazon and Microsoft. All three companies are financial supporters of NPR. Google Cloud lost $1.2 billion in the quarter as spending to expand the business outstripped sales. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher with solid gains in big tech, banking, and other sectors. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 475 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 209 points. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. Asian shares are mixed. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.